What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al Podcast. Oh yeah, it's time with them Peters out and put those headphones in because we're here with your host, Pistol P Jr., aka the Snowman.
aka not the aka guy.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Not much. Nothing's been going on. You terrible fucking host.
It's the first episode of the new year.
Yep.
It's shit's about to get real. Like really real.
Did we miss an episode last week? Is that what happened?
No, we did. We did an episode last week.
We did our remote one.
Yeah, it was the last episode of the year.
Oh yeah, it was still it was the 31st. That's
right. Yep, it was still 2023.
Anyway.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So while we're on the subject of the new year and just stuff like that in general, I feel like this is the first year I haven't really been seeing that new year, new me stuff.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? Like, is it time for?
There is a romanticization of toxicity that doesn't require you to be a new you anymore.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like because of COVID and everything, like it beat so many people down that like they don't want, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just surviving now. It's not about being better. It's just I'm surviving.
I'm still here, right?
Exactly.
New year, still alive.
Still alive. Didn't kill me yet. Did you have any resolutions, anything that you want to do or plan to do in the new year?
No. I mean, other than like the basic stuff of just like lose weight and stuff.
Yeah. Yep, that's kind of mine.
Well, that's everybody's like resolution every year, and a third of us or two thirds of us never do. So
Yeah. And I feel like this year I'm going into it more. Like one of the things I forgot who I was talking to about this recently, but about like when it comes to like fitness goals and actually getting out and getting to the gym and doing what you need to do, it's less about the motivation to do it. It's more about the discipline and the momentum. Like once you're in it, like you're already there. Like you've been doing it, so it's like it's easier to keep going than it is to start.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year I've kind of got a good head of steam going. So I just got to continue on my path. It's not really like, oh, I'm going to change my whole life. It's just, I just got to keep going. Just got to keep it up.
It's got to never stop it.
Yeah. And see, and then with this year, the thing is like, because like a lot of people talk about like, I've done this so many times where like you fall off your, like, for whatever reason, I missed my workout today. It's like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'll just take the rest of the week off and make it up Monday, right? And it's like, why Monday? Monday's not like a magical day. It's just the beginning of the week. Or lots of people's like, you know what? The first of the month, I'm going to start a fresh cycle and I'm going to be, you know,
Yeah, that's and, when it starts. Yeah, that's yeah, and then you fuck up, and it's the second, and you're like, ah, I mean,
yep, exactly, exactly. But then on top of that, and then it goes even further than that. Was like, you know what? In the new year, I'm gonna start. That's gonna be my resolution. January 1st, I'm gonna get on a fitness program. Well, this year, January 1st, the first of the month, was a Monday. No excuses.
Yeah, you could ask for a more perfect start, and you fucked it up.
You still fucked it up. But yeah, so that's same here. It's my whole thing is I'm just gonna try to keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm. What kind of games you've been playing lately?
You know, I think I'm close to finishing. What's it called? The God of War.
Valhalla.
Valhalla. I'm pretty close to finishing Valhalla, I think.
It's just that you just have to beat tier like 4 times and you should get the final cutscene.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. Then I just got to beat him 1 more time. So I've been having a lot of fun with that.
After that, it's just like getting all the, there's like some like, you know, like the, like in the beginning, you'll find like a pendant or something. And then Kratos and Tyr, and Mimir will be talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple other things like that'll pop up there as you keep.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, just like from the historical perspective. Like, oh, hey, I remember when I did that.
Yeah. I remember when I murdered all these children. For the sake of my country, or for the sake of...
Exactly. There was something else. I did start playing Final Fantasy VII again.
Is you restarted, or are you picking it up?
I'm picking it up. It's harder to pick up than it was, but like, I got a good head of steam going with that one as well. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, I've been mostly playing the huge of Destiny and Call of Duty. I've been playing more Call of Duty lately than in the last month that I have in the last like 3 or 4, but what I've been playing, because I got the Portal, I've been playing a lot of Sea of Stars.
Oh, nice.
And that game is fucking awesome.
Nice.
It's like, I never played Chrono Trigger, but I hear a lot of people who do play, who've played both, say it's a lot like Chrono Trigger.
Okay. Huh.
Really cool. It's like it's just like a turn base, but as you do your attacks and as you defend it from attacks, you can hit the X button to like right when you get hit, and to either increase your attacks or decrease theirs.
Okay, nice.
And then there's also special abilities where like you either hold X to increase the power or like more timing stuff by tapping X and it'll draw out your little damage thing.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Nice.
Keep you engaged.
Now, how do you like the Portal?
It's really cool so far. I tried it. So I don't know if you saw it, but I went up to Lake Arrowhead yesterday.
I did see that.
The Portal pretty much worked. As long as I had more than 2 bars of... I was using my hotspot on my phone, so I was playing in a car. And it worked pretty much flawlessly up until I had, like, less than 2 bars.
Okay, and then that's when you got lag?
Yeah, that's when I started getting either lag or just, like, completely disconnected.
Okay.
So I would say that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive, yeah.
Especially to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that... if you're trying to say you go to Starbucks and you try to go on their Wi-Fi, that you won't be able to. Anything that requires a web browser to, like, you know, have to like agree to their terms of service or whatever.
I heard there is a workaround for that, at least for hotels, but I assume it's the same. If there's a workaround for hotels, then I'm assuming there's a workaround for Starbucks.
I'm sure. Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. I think I'm going to get one. I was hesitant on getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I might get one.
It's pretty cool. I think for you, it's probably even more like made for like you, just because you're like, you know, you got Jasmine always wanting to do stuff, and then I don't know if Letty's always like trying to watch TV or anything on like the PlayStation, on the PlayStation TV.
No, no, not for the most part, but Jasmine, yes, definitely.
But yeah, like if so, like if somebody's occupying your TV, like you could always just use the portal, and it's a pretty good replacement for that
okay.
for the moment.
Nice, yeah. I'm gonna have to definitely look into game one. I don't know if I say this on the air or if it was we talked about it afterwards. We got Jasmine or Simon got her a MetaQuest. I keep wanting to call it the Oculus Rift just because that's what I remember it as. But she got the MetaQuest, and I've been messing with it a little bit here and there. It's pretty fucking fun.
Is it?
Yeah, there's some good games. Like some free-to-play games are actually a lot of fun. And then they have a kind of like PlayStation Plus where you get two games a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got this boxing game. And I got this other game, and I'm so hesitant to play it because, like, I get motion sickness with the VR for the most, like, a lot of games.
Yeah.
Not every game, but a lot of games I do. And this game, it's like, the way the trailer described it was it Fortnite meet Spider-Man meets Fortnite?
Uh-huh.
So basically, it's like a multiplayer map, and there's just these floating platforms everywhere, and you like you web swing to the platforms and jump on top of them, and you're like, it's a lot of like mid-air shooting.
Okay.
And like just watching the trailer, like the trailer didn't make me feel motion sickness, but like watching the trailer, I was like, yeah, this game's gonna make me sick as fuck.
Right. Yeah, this is like the perfect storm for motion sickness for me.
Yep. I'm still gonna check it out, but yeah, it looked pretty cool. The other game I got was, it's called, what's it called? I think it's like Dave's Plank Challenge or Rich's Plank Challenge or whatever it's called. But it's the one that you always see it. Like, it's gone viral because it's like everybody watching someone play this game. And it's basically you take an elevator up a skyscraper, and then the elevator opens and there's only a plank in front of you.
Mm.
And you just walk out onto the plank. And because it's a full VR, like the full, like there's no wires, there's no nothing. You just walk out onto the plank, and it feels really fucking freaky.
Oh, that's cool.
And then like the plank, like so as you step, the plank creaks. And so like, oh, like it's weird. And then what I did to add an extra layer of immersion to it is I got my workout mat, uh-huh. the yoga mat. And I put that, and I made the plank the width and length of the yoga mat. So it's like I could feel the edge of it. You know,
man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was nuts. And so like you just go, like all you do is you go out there and walk around, you look, and then you walk back, you know. There's certain other things you can do. Like there's a what they call Hero Academy mode,
mm-hmm.
which was actually really fucking fun. So basically the controllers, your hands turn into rockets. And so you just point them and then just pull the triggers to fly where you want to go.
Right.
And then, like, so you could just fly around the city just like that. But there's all these rockets flying around. You have to uppercut the rockets to destroy them so they don't blow up other buildings. So you're just flying through the sky chasing all these rockets and uppercutting them. Like it's kind of like an Iron Man type thing, but you're not shooting the laser. Mm. It's just the rockets.
Oh, wow.
But it was really, like, cause it's like, I feel like the physics of it, it's not... They're not perfect physics, obviously. Like, there's like.
Is it just like sandbox? Like you're just going around and doing stuff.
Yeah. It's just sandbox, but it was fun. It's pretty fun. Then they had the same where you can draw in the air and stuff like that. But yeah, it was pretty cool. The one thing with the plank challenge though, so like you can turn off the ability to fall off the plank, but that's not fun. So you go out there like the first couple times I got like. It's so immersive that because like even like because there's city sounds and everything and you can hear so like as you're turning like it's full 3D audio so like you can feel the city around you kind of like you know it's that immersive to the point where like stepping off the edge you actually feel like that like oh what's gonna happen if I step off the edge
yeah.
And then, like, when you find it, like, it took me, so I went, like, because the elevator, it has, like, the plank challenge, then it has, like, underneath that, it says, like, cake, donuts, or spider cake. That's all it says. And then when you do cake, it's the same plank, but there's a big cake at the end of it. You can go pick up slices and throw them or whatever, or eat them. And then donuts is the same thing. And spider cake, it's cake, but spiders jump out of it as you're, it's just to make you even more freaked out, right?
Yeah.
But it took me, I did everything. And I was like, fuck, okay, I'm going to jump off this thing. And I was sitting in the elevator part of it. I'm just sitting there, all right, I'm going to jump off it this time. I'm going to jump off. Like, I had to psych myself up.
Yeah, so it was really, had you enraptured in it.
Yeah. So then when I did step off of it, for that quick second when you first start to fall, you almost get that lurch in your guts, and then it's kind of like, oh shit, because you don't fall that fast, but you fall fast enough where it's like, oh, okay.
I used to get, but yeah. Kind of get that in GTA when you're with the car, if you like get like a good enough like lift off of it and then you start falling, I would get that feel.
Okay, okay, so yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, so next time you come over, you gotta try the plank challenge.
All right,
it's pretty freaky. But no, the one game I've been having a lot of fun with is called Blaston.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-on-one, like you're on a platform that's probably about 3 feet square. Or 2 feet square, maybe. I don't know. Like, you're just a platform that you can stand on. And if you leave the platform, you start losing health, right? Right. On the cross from you, there's another player on the platform. And these guns just, spawn in front of you. And it's basically, you just got to shoot the other player before you die. But the bullets, all the bullets have different travel time. So, like, one gun, it only has 6 shots. And, but the bullets travel kind of, like everything's slow enough that you can dodge it. None of the bullets move like actual bullet speed.
Okay.
They're all slow enough for you to dodge, but some are faster than others. Some are bigger than others. And some of them are really slow. And then you can throw the guns as well. Like once you run out of ammo, you can throw the gun. And if you hit your opponent, that takes like one hit off their health point as well. And so it's kind of fun because you have to stay in the platform and then you're dodging the bullets and you're shooting and it's like a kind of a strategic where like, cause you don't know what guns are going to spawn in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a whole like arsenal of guns.
I think you talked about this last week. It's kind of like dodgeball.
Yeah. I think I sent you guys a video, but I'm not sure if you guys saw it or not.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I'll probably send it again. It's a lot of fucking fun. I got really into that one, but yeah, it's pretty dope. That's what I've been in too. Mm-hmm.
What's our first topic for the day?
Let me pull up my stories.
For the
all right, we talked about, okay. Okay, so this is a big one. So Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Mickey or Steamboat Willie?
Uh-huh. Oh, Mickey, yeah.
There's been, like, has come into the copyright, because once something gets to a certain age, the copyright, it goes into what they call, it's called commons, I think, or public commons or something like that. Like Winnie the Pooh, the whole reason that Blood and Honey movie was able to come out, was because Disney doesn't own Winnie the Pooh. It's public domain. That's what it's called. So it's public domain. So anyone can use it. It doesn't belong to anybody anymore because it's so old. So while now Steamboat Willie Mickey is now old enough that it's public domain. And immediately, like the day it became public domain, 2 horror movies and a horror game were announced.
It's not public domain yet, right? It's public domain.
Oh yeah, it's like within a couple. Like I forget. Like
the middle of the year, isn't it? Like
middle. Yeah, I want to say March or something.
But like all these games and movies are coming out 2025, so.
Yeah, so they're going to be well into public domain by the time they actually are released.
Yeah. That's the same thing with game that we saw. It's just like a first-person shooter, kind of like Doom.
Yes. But see, that's still not... But that's more the style of that. animation, but that's not Mickey. Like they could pull like that. They could just flat out put Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, but that it's the same with these horror movies. It's not literally Mickey. It's just fucking a guy in a Mickey Mouse costume in a Steamboat Willie costume.
Good boy. Good point. Yeah. But okay. So like, but for example, like one of them, it's literally called Mickey's Mousetrap. You know, like, so it's meant to be like, that's supposed to be Mickey Mouse. Same thing with the game. It's like, it's Steamboat Willie, the Mickey, Steamboat Willie Mickey, but he's melty. Like,
yeah.
So, but it's literally that character. But yeah, I mean, prior to it becoming known that it's going into public domain, Disney would sue the fuck out of these people for even making it look a little like Mickey.
Yeah.
But now they can't do anything about it.
I wonder how they feel about that.
I'm sure they're not happy. I'm sure they are like, why not did they, happy.
These people have just been fucking clamoring at the fucking bit to fucking
do to, yeah. I mean, I don't see the appeal to it. Like,
I understood that the Winnie the Pooh, it was cool, but like, I mean, it's not gonna. No one's. I don't think it's gonna be as successful as the Pooh one.
Oh yeah, no way.
For some reason. Just because it's all right. We've seen it. Like, you took a beloved character, made him scary.
Yeah,
we get it, but. And it's not, and it's like, it's not even really a beloved character.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Winnie the Pooh one, isn't that literally like Pooh and Pooh basically ate everyone?
Yeah, Pooh and Piglet. So what happens in that one? Christopher Robin, you know, he grew up and he left,
uh-huh.
And so Pooh and Piglet, they're like the characters in 100 Acre Woods start to starve. And to survive, they have to kill off and eat each other.
Yeah.
And so Piglet and Pooh are the last two left alive. And now they want revenge on Christopher Robin.
I see. Yeah, see, so that's literally like baked into the universe of Winnie the Pooh. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this is kind of just like, oh, it's this character and now he's a murderer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't see the appeal to it. But see, like, I enjoy horror movies for the most part, but I'm not a fan of gore just for gore. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's how I always felt about it, really.
Like, if I'm going to watch a horror movie, I prefer something more like... I'm a huge Nightmare on Elm Street fan. Even Friday the 13th, like, they're slasher flicks, but they're not very, like, gory. Like, yeah, they have the moments here and there. But like a movie like Hostel, is like, fuck that. I'm not going to watch that. I watched the first one, and after that, I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to watch these ever again.
the only scary movie, I don't think people even consider this a scary movie, but I think they consider it a thriller, which I don't really necessarily know what the difference is. I love Disturbia with Chad.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that's considered a horror movie or not. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's more of a, I think they call it, it's more of like a psychological thriller is what they call that. Cause it's more like it has jump scares in it, but it's more like, it's more about like what's going on in the character's head. Like he's getting more scared over whatever, you know what I mean? Whereas like the horror movie.
Well, it was real. He ended up actually being a serial killer. It was just like nobody else believed him.
Yeah. But that's more based on just the suspense of like, is it true? Is it not? Is it kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas like with Friday the 13th or Freddy or like Scream, Texas Chainsaw, like there's a real villainous character that's openly killed and is hunting someone down, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like with what's Inception? Like, it's like a demonic creature. It's like, you know, there's, I mean, I guess it can kind of still fall in the same lines. Disturbia was a good movie, though. I did enjoy that one, too.
Which movie?
See here. What else? Disturbia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. George R. R. Martin says several Games of Thrones animated projects are in talks.
Dude, this guy's just getting distracted by anything and everything just so he can't write another.
Just so, yeah. What's funny to me, so, like, one of my favorite book series is called The Kingkiller Chronicles. It's supposed to be a trilogy of books. The second book came out, like, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, it's the same thing. It's like, we're just waiting for that, like, that final book.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's just kind of tired of it because the show is already done. People already know, like, I guess people know the gist, I think, of what's going to happen. But he has to also, or he could just, like, completely, like, rewrite it.
Yeah.
A different way.
Yeah, he can go. But see, that's the thing, is because people didn't like the ending of the show, right?
Yeah, but still, like, it was still like his outline
yeah.
of events that they followed, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And so it's either that's how it's going to be. It's just there's some details missing, mm-hmm. which maybe it would be better if you had like more details up to like Daenerys basically doing a whole 180 and all that. But other than that, still.
Okay.
Still kind of like whack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be a big part of it. I think with the book that I'm talking about, the one that we're waiting on, is it's like, so this, he's kind of painted, he's written himself into a corner where like he has to wrap up all this stuff in this third book. And like the first book was fairly long. The second book was a little longer. And I feel like this third book is going to have to be the size of both of the first books combined to wrap up everything mm-hmm. that he's kind of got started. So it's just a very ambitious, like, it's the way I always describe this, the book series, it's Harry Potter with student loans,
nice.
Student debt.
Nice, realistic stuff there.
It is. It's good. Let's see here. What else do we
No one can pay off their loans and they can't go for bankruptcy.
Well, no, like the main character, like he was a son of they're like a race of traveling. They're not just musicians; they're actors, they're musicians, they're writers. They're just the entire race is known for traveling artists. Mm. Half the world loves them; half the world thinks they're just a bunch of assholes.
Oh, okay.
And this kid, like his family is killed off by these supernatural beings. He lives homeless for like 4 years. And then he learns about the school that teaches essentially magic. And so he wants to go to school to learn magic. But the school, like they charge tuition. You have to be able to like, it's not really magic. It's more like a science kind of thing. And it's like a very, like you have to be dedicated to it. There's different levels to it. And like he has nothing. And he convinces them to take him as a student, 1 year underage. And not only that, his tuition is they give him money for that first term.
Uh-huh.
And after that, but like he fucks things up and ends up like where his tuition becomes like, cause so the better your grades are, the lower your tuition is. And the better of a student you are, the lower your tuition is.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, he has to come across these troubles and follies and whatever. So his tuition ends up growing and he takes out loans from a loan shark. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's good. It's a really good fucking book, and I'm not doing it justice describing it the way I am. But yeah, it's a really good book. Last week we talked about Steven Yeun officially. He was going to be cast as Sentry in the Thunderbolts movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we get news that he's dropped out of the MCU Thunderbolt movie.
Oh, so he's out of that role completely then?
Yeah. It says out of the movie.
Huh. Do you think that means he's not going to be sent? Like, was Sentry going to be a main part of that movie?
I don't know.
Because I always thought in my mind it was just like, he's just going to be like a. First of all, I didn't even know he's going to be in Thunderbolts. I thought he was just going to be Sentry in a movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's what I thought as well.
So maybe he's just Sentry in a future movie after his schedule clears up right now.
I mean, that's still possible.
You know, he's doing Invincible, and then also Beef is a big hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sure he's getting a lot of movie deals right now, just because.
It's possible. Right now, all we know, because it was only rumored that he was going to play Sentry. It was confirmed that he was going to be in the MCU movie, and it was heavily rumored that he was going to be Sentry.
Now it was rumored, but then Robert Kirkman basically confirmed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like let it slip in an interview. Like, oh, he was like, oh, it's so funny that Stephen Hughes is going to be another character that is wearing a yellow suit. What a coincidence. And everyone.
Oh, damn. See, I never saw that.
And he literally says like Sentry. And then. was I not supposed to say that?
Oh, shit. That's funny. why am I going to blank on his name now? The fucking Marvel guy that's doing all the movies. The head of
Kevin
Marvel Studios.
Feige?
Kevin Feige. Yeah. I just picture like just Kevin Feige just steps out of the shadows and just anytime you've seen someone do a spoiler on like Comic Con or whatever, mm-hmm. like during an interview, like Feige, he just steps out. He just like kind of steps out and just looks at them, like what did you just do?
Yeah, they're like he's ready to snap.
Yep, exactly.
Only in this life. You don't just dust away, you get shot.
You are dead. On that note, hey, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Cheers.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. And we're back. One more game.
To the Peanut Out podcast.
We talked about the Jason Momoa Minecraft movie a while back. I still don't know how they're going to do a live action version of Minecraft. But
me, I mean, I guess. What if it's just? What if it's just like real people? Like they're not the people are not block people, like in Minecraft. It's just real people in like a block world.
Huh. Okay. And they just have to scavenge and fight off those green guys. I forget what they're called right now. Creepers.
Creepers. I think they're called Ender people or something.
Oh, yeah, the black figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason I bring it up is because Jack Black has been confirmed to be joining the cast.
He's going to be Steve, no?
Is he?
I think that's what they said.
Let's see. Previously announced. Okay. This one didn't say. But so it's just previously announced. Jason Momoa was starring in a movie alongside Emma Myers and Danielle Brooks and now Jack Black. Let me see if I can find more about it. Minecraft movie cast. No, it says Pauly Pasquale is playing Steve.
Remind me who Pauly Pasquale is again.
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. Okay.
let's see here. And the storyline is the malevolent Ender Dragon sets out on a path of destruction, prompting a young girl and her group of unlikely adventurers to set out and save the overworld. So yeah, I guess it's not going to be blocky at all.
Yeah, sounds like it's just going to be like a real world. Maybe the world is blocky like Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be weird if it wasn't, and they're just like, yeah, it's Minecraft, guys.
Yeah.
There's no building. There's no building. There's no anything like Minecraft. It's just Minecraft.
It's just take us, take, you know, trust us. This is Minecraft.
Oh, we thought Minecraft was German, and it was like Minecraft.
Have you seen that Christmas video where it's like the kid like opening his Christmas present? Or it's a birthday present or whatever it is. And it's that book by Hitler, Mein Kampf.
Uh-huh.
And the dad looks at the grandpa and he says, he said Minecraft, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound, I mean, other than the fact that they're the Ender Dragon and Overworld, those are like, everything else is like, it's okay. I mean, I feel like it's going to be bad. I feel like it's not going to have anything to do with the game. Like, okay, to be fair, like, I'm not a fan of the game. I enjoy the building aspect of it. Like, you can go and build stuff. And, like, I'll go in there every once in a while, and like, when I go, because Jasmine loves it. So I'll go in there and I'll build stuff badly. But I'll, like, you know, mess with it for a little bit. And it's you know, it's slightly cathartic. It's fun. Enjoyable.
You said for Minecraft or for
Minecraft? For Minecraft.
Okay. Have you tried Lego Fortnite yet? Or have you had Jasmine to try?
Yes, we both tried it, and it's cool. I've had issues with it. Cause so, like, there's a lot of pre-made stuff that you can put into the world.
Right.
But it's like, okay, like, I want to build, like, okay, here's this pre-made house because this fits the aesthetic of what I'm building. Let me put it here on this hill. And it's like, but the ground's not perfectly level, so I got to, like, now I got to build part of the floor instead of like letting me just level the ground out.
Yeah,
like I have to like adjust the world, like I have to build shit like a platform to put this thing on now. So it's not as polished as Minecraft is looks wise. I looks wise I feel like it's way better.
Yeah,
but when it comes to the actual building and like Minecraft, I mean, they've been doing it forever. So it's right. it's very polished and very like it knows what it is. Whereas this one, I feel like it has room to like fix. Like there's things that can be fixed about it.
Mm-hmm. How's Jasmine like it? Not into it or what?
She liked it, but it's not. It's more like she preferred Minecraft as well.
Uh-huh.
I feel like graphically it was like Lego. I would rather play the Lego one graphically, but. But I can see why Minecraft, like, it's a better, like, why people like it better.
Yeah. It's kind of like with Call of Duty and, like, other games that come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Other games come out. A lot of the times it looks better. Except for, like when Modern Warfare 2019 came out, that was, like, the first time it was, like, Call of Duty's blowing everything out of the water with how the graphics looked on that game.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, it's kind of stayed stagnant. Or even worse in some cases.
Yeah.
and then games like Battlefield come out and they look a lot better, but it's just not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. So I I had this, I think I helped either I pushed this guy to suicide or I helped him change his life for the better. I was his rock bottom moment.
What? Okay.
So we're playing Call of Duty, and I gotta share that clip on the show Instagram. But that one that clip of me on Rust, it's literally 30 seconds of gameplay of me just spawning and dying for 33 fucking seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those. It was one of those games, or like, but it was a different map. But it, this map normally is better when it comes to spawns. It has a few because it's a, it's what's the one scrapyard with the broken planes in the center and like the warehouses on the ends on the edges.
All right. Yeah.
So it's that map, which okay, that's a decent sized map. You don't get as much of that spawn killing that you get in the other ones. And I was playing. It was free for all. That's part of the issue. So. You're just kind of spawning everywhere. And this guy, he just had one of those moments where he, like, I guess he's just spawned three times in a row and was just killed instantly. And he was like over the headset, he was just like, how am I going to spawn and just die three times in a row? I fucking hate this game. And so, and like, I normally keep my mic muted. I don't say anything. I don't talk to nobody unless it's one of you guys or someone says something that just kind of like, it didn't trigger me because that's not the right word, but like, hey, you know what? Let me just fuck with this guy just a little bit. Uh-huh. And all I did was I unmuted my mic and says, then why are you still playing it? And I just muted my mic again. And this dude, because the guy had open mic the entire time. And like, I kept seeing him die constantly. And it like to the point where like, I think he just stopped playing and he just sat there and he was just talking like in silence.
He's just letting himself
die. Yeah. And then
the equivalent of just letting the water run over your head in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. and then just, you know, as the final kill cam started to play, he hasn't said anything else after this moment. Then he just if it took him all that time, he just says like in a real just like, you know what? I don't even know anymore. and then you know that's how the game ended. Like I went to a new lobby. So
I never heard from him again.
Never heard from him again. But like, yeah, it was
you're gonna get a message from that guy in 5 to 10 years. He's gonna be like, "Thank you, man. Never touched that game again.
Never touched it again. I've never been happier. I'm married now.
you're the reason."
I changed that man's life just by.
I'm $400,000 in debt, but I don't play that game no more.
Oh shit! but yeah, I mean, I've been having some weird moments on that. I've been saving some of them, but as far as commentary, like people like Call of Duty is just, like it's not as bad as it used to be. It's definitely not as bad as it used to be, but it's fucking pretty bad.
Well, they have the AI. They have the AI thing monitoring chat now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, they'll ban people. Like, if you walk into a game, if you get into a game and they're like, their shit's like pretty much muted automatically, and you didn't do it, anything to mute them.
Yeah, yeah,
that means they're comm banned, and they were out there screaming f slurs and n words and all that.
Okay, see, I was wondering about that because I've seen that. And it's like, why is he muted? And then you try to unmute him, and it's like, no, I can't unmute him. That's weird. Okay, so that makes sense then. Oh, so like the other day, I was playing the game, and I think I had muted the lobby, and then I had muted one person because he was blasting music, and it was just like there was like it was just a bunch of background noise. I'm like, dude, mute your fucking mic. So I just muted him. And the other, like, later on, this dude came in and we're playing. As the game's going on, this dude's like, he starts talking, like, you know, fucking camping ass, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna hunt you down. Oh, you fucking, like, he's just going off on this one dude. And then he starts responding like the other dude's talking to him. So I'm only hearing one side of the conversation at the moment. So, like, fuck, let me unmute this other guy. I wanna hear this. Yeah, that's why I unmute him. And the dude's like, you know where I'm at? You know where the fuck I'm at? You know where I'm at? Come get me. You know where the fuck I'm at? And so like, he's basically taunting him to come get him. And the dude just keeps falling into this guy's trap and killing him. And so finally, when the dude died, the dude finally gets the camper and kills him. They both just start going off on each other. And he was like, you know where I'm from? You know where the fuck I'm from? And so he's like claiming some neighborhood and whatever. And he was like, man, I know that fucking neighborhood. You ain't from that like.
Yeah, so I'm from the 813, bro. I'm from the 813.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, exactly. Like he was pulling some shit like that. And the other guy was like, I know that fucking hood. You ain't from that fucking. And so they're not, now they're going back and forth about some neighborhood beef. And I'm just sitting like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why? Like, you're that upset about this dude killing you multiple times because you kept going over there.
Right.
Which, okay, to be fair, I've done that. Like, okay, this capping fuck, I'm going to kill him. And then he kills me 10 times in a row. I'm like, all right, you know what? You keep capping, I'm going somewhere else. I mean, but no, I mean, there is nothing more satisfying than like, getting that, like that one camper guy that he's killed you two or three times in a row because he's capping in that one spot. Like, that is a satisfying feeling of finally getting that fucking guy.
Yeah.
And then camping in that spot so he can't come back.
Yeah, yeah, and then they get like, oh, you're camping. Like, I'm just camping better than you are.
Exactly.
Like, idiot. I'm just better at it than you.
Exactly. But yeah, so it was just funny just hearing people go off. I still haven't found those Jamaican dudes again. Those guys were the best. let me see here. What else do I got? Oh, okay. Twitch has updated their policies again, their attire policies.
Yeah.
So this is what it says now. It says, we do not permit streamers to be fully or partially nude, including exposing genitalia or buttocks. This is a new language that they've added. Nor do we permit streamers to imply or suggest that they are fully or partially nude, including but not limited to covering breasts or genitalia with objects or sensor bars. We do not permit the visible outline of genitalia, even when covered. Broadcasting nude, partially nude minors is always prohibited, regardless of context.
Uh-huh.
For those who present as women, we ask that you cover your nipples and do not expose underbreast. Cleavage is unrestricted as long as there is these coverage requirements are met and it is clear that the streamer is wearing clothing. So you know, like the ones that like the ones you were showing me, where they're just the bottom of the screen is just like, hey, are they naked? So that's not going to be allowed
anymore. Yeah, there hasn't been allowed from the first. They reverted the terms, and then that wasn't allowed. And then they did the sensor bars, which is what that one's addressing.
Okay.
They would either put sensor bars on the OBS, and then they would just stay there. And I assume they had what are they called? The nipple cover.
Oh, pasties.
Yeah, the pasties under or something, just in case they out of frame.
Yeah.
Or one girl had like a literal like physical like construction paper sensor bar that she had like
like she was actually physically wearing.
Yeah, that she was wearing, and that was that. That's... That was something that they were doing.
Okay, that's funny. But yeah, so that's like
And then girls were like they're just literally like they're on the bed. And they're on their laptop, but the camera is behind them, so it's just like them like bending over in front of the camera.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that's where they're getting the you can't have an outline of your genitalia because you could see stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. what's funny is to me every time like when I read that the first time and like reading it again right now, all I can think of. Do you remember that song? That guy, show me your genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. Yeah. Yeah. Genitalia. Oh, shit. All right. So let's get into the big meaty story that I have.
Ooh, big.
The biggest games of 2024. This is what the most, according to IGN, the most hyped up games of the year, of the upcoming year are.
Is that what they are? I thought those were just the games that we know about that are coming out.
Oh, like, yeah, but they're saying these are also like part of the most hype.
Okay.
So January, which I have no hype about this at all. Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown.
Uh huh.
Tekken 8, and Like a Dragon: Infinite Wealth.
Yeah, I don't have any hype for that. Just because I don't play fighting games, so Tekken 8's out.
Yeah,
Like a Dragon's never caught my attention.
I played. I feel like I played the original, but before it was the Yakuza games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they changed it to like a dragon because the Yakuza said, "Fucking stop using our name."
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the reason was.
I know it was something to do with, like, they didn't want to be associated with, like, obviously it's an underworld mafia game, but, like, they didn't want to, like, legitimately use the name of a active mafia, I guess. Yeah. All right. So, February, this is where for me at least. So you got Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which, meh. Persona 3 Reloaded.
This is February?
February, yes.
February is the best one, I think.
Yeah, Helldivers 2. Yeah. What's Helldivers? Is that a plane, like an aerial aeronautical game or no?
No, it is a. The first one was a top down, shooter.
Okay,
but now it's third person and it looks very similar to like Gears of War-ish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what it is then. Yeah, I remember now. Okay. Skull and Bones, but that's an Xbox exclusive, right?
Or not? No, I don't think so. That's the pirate. That's the pirate ship.
The battles. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that one I'm curious about.
My thing is that it's been postponed so many times. I have a feeling that this game is either going to be very polished, which I find mm-hmm. unlikely. Or it's just going to be a pile of fucking garbage that they have to put out now that they're probably in the negative for profits. Like,
yeah, I get that. And then finally, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the part two of the Final Fantasy remake.
Yeah, and I think between that and Helldivers, those are two of the biggest releases definitely of this year.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But yeah, so that's why I'm playing fucking Final Fantasy Remake again, so I can fucking finally beat it and be ready for a Rebirth in February. Uh-huh. So
let's see if you can do it.
Let's see if I can do it. Fingers crossed. Either way, I'm gonna finish it before I start the Rebirth.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be done with Rebirth, and then I'm just gonna spoil everything. So
you son of a, I know you will too. in March. We got a Homeworld 3, Alone in the Dark, Dragon's Dogma 2, Rise of the Ronin, and Princess Peach Showtime. What is Princess Peach Showtime?
It's I don't even know what kind of game it is, but they showed it at the last like Nintendo at the last E3 or whatever you want to call it now, some games fest. Thing. I don't know what kind of game it is. I don't know if it's like a platformer or what. But it's a Peach game. It looks pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Let's see. September. See, and then so March, and then there's nothing. April, May, June, July, and then August. August, we are like prepared to have our minds blown or our hearts broken.
Yeah, what do we got?
Black Myth Wukong.
Yep.
So either it's gonna be as epic as we hoped it was gonna be.
I think this game's gonna deliver. I'm gonna put that out there. I'm gonna put that in the universe. It's gonna deliver.
I'm just like the thing is like the thing that I worry about is that like I feel like control wise it might be off. Yeah. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the controls aren't going to feel fluid or it's not going to... Like, because, like, in my head, when I watch the trailer and when
I don't know, looking at the gameplay, though, it looks fluid and I feel like you can't make... Good?
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, fabricated, you know?
Yeah, which, I mean, isn't unheard of these days.
Right.
Like, but when I watch gameplay of it, I think I imagine God of War, or imagine Ghost of Tsushima, like that style of gameplay.
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong for
Wukong?
Associating? Yeah.
I get a little more Dark Souls-y vibe on it. Maybe God of War is more like it. Not Ghost of Tsushima, though.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I can see Dark Souls-y, too. But see, and that's kind of, I think maybe that's what I'm afraid of.
Uh-huh.
Because I do enjoy those games. They are way too hard for me to actually play and actually put effort into because...
Well, you play fucking Star Wars.
That's true.
And that's essentially as close to Souls-like as you could probably get.
Yeah. I mean, if it plays like that, then I'll be good. I'll be all right with it.
Yeah, when people say Souls-like, I don't think people are always assuming it's going to be like a hard game.
Yeah.
It's just like the... You know, like the camera and the art and stuff, and kind of like it's the dodge attack kind of gameplay loop.
Okay, yeah.
That people are looking at, and no one knows what the difficulty is like until they play it.
Until they play it, yeah. Okay.
Like honestly, yeah, Elden Ring's really, it depending on how you play it, it's an easy game, right?
Yeah.
If you use magic, if you use the things that are at your disposal, it's an easy game. But there's a lot of like Dark Souls purists that will only play with a big sword and dodge and just roll around and only roll around.
Yeah.
And that makes the game harder. Like.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you mean. So, yeah, I'm just that's my concern because I want to like this game so badly because I don't know much of the Monkey King mythology, but I know of the character, I know a bit of the story, and yeah. I guess like you know it's a cool character and it's like something I feel like obviously I don't think it's gonna be like 100% historically accurate but I feel like it's going to be good enough where it's like, hey, I'm going to know more about this character.
Yeah, I think it would be again, another comparison to like God of War. Like,
yes.
In Greek mythology, it's pretty much all over the place, whether the gods were benevolent or good people or bad people or what.
But yeah, exactly.
You're still going to know who the family is and all that, really.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm looking forward to with this. And then obviously, I mean, it looks great. The gameplay looks amazing. So I'm just hoping that it's going to be something. Like, I would hate to get it and then just be like, fuck, I don't like this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Like, okay, what was the other one right before Ghost of Tsushima came out? It was like another samurai game. But it was a Souls-like. And I ended up hating it. Yes. Sekiro, The Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, that's a Souls game. Just so you
know. Yeah, I didn't like it. I wanted to like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. So that's what I'm afraid of with this. Right. Okay, then we got September. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2.
That's the Warhammer game I was talking about last week.
Yes, I remember.
That one looks basically like it is Gears of War, but just Warhammer.
Yeah. I feel like it looks like it's a good jumping on point. Like if you haven't played a Warhammer game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm curious about it. I want to see more of it. I'm not like sold on it yet, but I do want to see more.
Yeah, I think what makes people hesitant about... Like for me as well, like I've been guilty of this though. It's like Warhammer Space Marine 2. So like shit, I should play Space Marine 1 before I play this one.
Right.
And I'm probably not gonna play Space Marine 1, so you know, so it's like, oh, I'm not gonna jump in. I'm gonna miss out on the series because I need to know the universe before I get into it. All right, and then I have a list of games here for 2024 that are scheduled for 2024 but have no actual release date yet.
Okay.
So, Hellblade 2.
Oh, yeah. That game looks amazing. It's going to be...
That,
I think it will come out this year, though, for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I need to play the first one. I haven't played it. I've only seen gameplay, and I heard Michael that talked about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to play it as well.
Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. Stalker 1, that's the one where you're fighting like the... See, I confuse Stalker with the... what was that one? With the trains. Oh, my God.
Metro?
Metro, yes.
I don't know. I never even heard Stalker. I don't think.
See, I feel like it's like the similar story, similar gameplay where it's like you're fighting the mutants of the fallout from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Whereas Metro, it's the nuclear war with Stalker, it's Chernobyl.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Star Wars Outlaw. I don't think that's going to get released this year.
No, I think it will. I think it'll make.
You think so?
I think it'll make end of the year. Definitely.
Okay. That's another one. I'm like, wow, I can't wait.
They showed a good amount of it last. Like,
that's true. That's at the game. Was it the Game Awards?
No, it was the Summer Games Fest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe. What's next? Hades 2. I'm looking forward to that one. Cause I don't know how they could make that game any better.
The only way you could make it better is more powers, more combination possibilities and all that really.
Yeah.
More weapons. More variety between runs. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be different weapons, right?
Yeah, because it's a new character. It's a new character.
Yeah, new character, new story. So she's probably gonna have all new weapons.
Yeah, what if it's like all gonna new be cool. gods?
That'd be
like
cool
she's
too.
Getting boons from Hercules, and people like that.
Hercules is a demigod, okay?
Yeah, but she's getting boons from. Just other things.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one though. Like, cause the first
Kratos,
one
so Kratos good. Will be in it.
I imagine. Yeah.
Girl.
Girl. Oh shit.
And then all of a sudden it's a crossover between God of War and Hades. Zagreus will pop up in God of War 3, whatever it's called, whatever the next one's called.
Whatever the next one's going to be called. Oh, man. You know what? Now I'm all hyped up for that now. I know it's never going to happen, but I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. And Zagreus become best friends.
It's going to be another kind of like, what Valhalla is for Ragnarok is going to be kind of like that, but she's going to have to deal with all new gods because Kratos killed all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So she's getting boons from a lightning god, but it's just not Zeus.
Yeah,
she's getting boons from a water god, but it's not Poseidon.
Yeah, when she questions, like, what happened to the other guys? She's like, this bald guy.
Yeah,
came out of nowhere.
The boss at the end is always Kratos. It's the ghost of Sparta. Because copyright reasons, but...
Exactly. But yeah. And his stripe's going to be on the wrong side.
His what?
His stripe is going to be on the wrong side. It's going to be blue, and it's going to be on the other side.
It's going to be blue, yeah.
Let's see here. Metaphor ReFantazio.
I don't know. Yes, one. Sounds good. Yeah, I remember that game.
You do remember that one?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like the Persona, and
okay.
Universe.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like an open world type
thing. Yeah, and it's another one of those ones they're redoing, right?
I don't know if it's a redo. It's just like in that universe, and they kind of like reuse those enemies and stuff.
Okay. And Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door.
Oh, this yeah.
Is a full unreal. Yeah.
That's a whole remake. Wasn't that the first game?
That was the first game, yeah. It's going to be a whole
remake. Yeah, I remember playing that. Like, it seemed like too complex for me when it came out on GameCube.
Yeah.
And I do want to play it again. I remember it being cool and like really interesting to look at, though.
Yeah, no, definitely. And now with the graphical capabilities of the Switch.
Yeah.
As I mean, obviously it's not PS5 level, but it's leaps and bounds better than the GameCube.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
But listen, I need a new Switch, and I need it to just be 60 FPS, and it can have the same graphical fidelity.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people feel the same way.
I just need that. I need the load times to be like at least on shorter. Par with what we got with PlayStation and Xbox.
Yes, 100%.
That's it. No one's looking for like cutting edge graphics from Nintendo.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like that's true. I feel like we know what we're getting from Nintendo, and it's not top of the line graphics. It's great gameplay, fun games. Like,
yeah.
Like you get like Nintendo has the reputation. Like, okay, they're gonna put out some good games. They're not gonna be the best graphically, but they're gonna be great.
Yeah, yeah. It just sucks so much. Like I'll be playing like a regular RPG. Like if I were playing Sea of Stars on Nintendo Switch, anytime I walk through a door, it would probably take like fucking 30 seconds every single time to load a thing.
Yes, which would be annoying as shit. You know what's crazy though? When you think about this, before PS5, I mean, and even before PS4 for the most part, like that was very common. Like you would like waiting 30 seconds was like, all right, well, shit, let me just wait this. Resident Evil. Resident Evil, that door animation, every door that you open had that animation.
Yeah.
That was a loading screen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like loading screens were like we're very spoiled now in this era when it comes to fucking practically no loading.
Yeah. But they need to get with the times.
I agree.
Compromise.
Yes, I agree. Next game on the list, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. I played the first one and I liked it a lot. I didn't finish it because that game got really fucking deep gameplay wise. As far as like it's like every character you meet, you can like make them like you, make them hate you. Like there's all these different like dialogue options that you can do and it's a really like there's a lot to that game.
Right.
But it's really good. It's really fun, really good. It's one of those ones that you're gonna like when you're gonna play that game, you're gonna dedicate some fucking time to it. And I just didn't have the time to dedicate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Visions of Mana. This is another sequel, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you could call it a sequel. I don't know if it's like... I don't know if the Mana series is like an anthology. Like, no two games are really telling the same story or what.
Oh, kind of like Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how that goes. I've never played a Visions game or a Mana game. But that
neither
the Visions of Mana looks amazing though.
I wanna say I played the Legends of Mana or whatever the original one was.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember now. Which one was Avowed again?
Avowed. Isn't that the one that like really realistic looking game that looks like head cam footage?
No, I think is that Avowed? No, I thought that was something else.
I think it
is. Let me look this one up. Avowed. No, Avowed is an upcoming action role-playing video game developed by Obsidian Entertainment and published by Xbox Game Studios.
Okay.
Looks like Magic.
Oh, but it's by Obsidian, so it's kind of like a Fallout, couldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. Fallout Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. And then finally on this list, Zenless Zone Zero.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that game for a while now. It's made by the same people as Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah, is this the one that we saw? It was like Spider-Man, but Spider-Man with upskirts.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's how we described it.
Yeah.
Instead of crouching, instead of ball shots.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man with upskirts. Yep, I do remember that one now. Yeah, that one looks fun to play. But see, like I remember, in the pictures when I looked it up again, it's like it shows a lot of the girls in the cars. And it's like, but if you can just like fly around the city, why would you ever get into a car? It's like, why would Spider-Man drive anywhere ever?
Well, maybe he just wants to take a rest. How about that?
I mean, I guess.
Why does he ride the subway?
That's a good question. I guess because
he's putting it all right. All the time. I bet it's tiring. It's a lot of core work, man.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'll give you that. All right, fine. All right. I think on that note, unless you got anything else, I think let's go ahead and wrap this up.
I don't think that's it.
All right. Well, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On X at Real Press Start, on Instagram at The Real Press Start, on TikTok at The Real Press Start, and like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
We will.